Blog Talk Radio.
Show number 8, and EAFLMadden.com is back again, May 11th, show number 8, Madden 09, NCAA 09, the NFL Draft, SportsGamers.com, so many things going on, we're on, and I got to be honest with you, it's Mother's Day, so happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. What did you do for your mother today? Did you do something special? Did you go by and see her? Did you call her? Did you send her something? Because without your mother, you wouldn't be here. So happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. I went and saw my mom, and quite frankly, I got back about 12 minutes ago. So I'm really not as prepared for tonight's show as I had planned to be, but for a good reason, because mom comes first. So had to see mom, and mom's doing well, and I hope all the moms out there are doing well. So we are here. We are officially merged our forums with sportsgamers.com. The merge finally happened officially on Wednesday. And now if you go to forums.eaflmadden.com, it will bring you to our own special little world on the Sports Gamers site. We'll talk about that tonight. We're going to talk about Madden 09 and some of the new developments. We're going to talk about NCAA 09, and that's assuming that I can actually get to the NCAA information. I have the Madden information. I don't have the NCAA information handy, but hopefully I'll be able to access that during the show. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the league, of course, and see where things are going with the 360 league, and to see where things are going with the PS2 league, PS3 league, NCAA league. We're going to talk about the league, of course. And, you know, we're going to have some fun. We're here for 2 hours, and I encourage everybody to call in. I want to welcome anybody out there from the Sports Gamers community. We advertised the site on Sports Gamers for the very first time tonight or this week. And so anybody out there from the Sports Gamer community, I want to welcome you to the EAFL radio show. It's a very informal show. It's very casual. You know, it's me hosting, and then anybody else who wants to call in and join the show is welcome to call in. The number is 347-838-9525. We had a caller, but they must have changed their mind about calling in. We had a caller already, and we just got on the air. But again, the number is 347-838-9525, or you can instant message me just as soon as I open up AOL Instant Messenger. You can instant message me at EAFL Commissioner. If you don't know how to spell Commissioner, you're on your own. But EAFL Commissioner on AOL or AIM, it's AOL Instant Messenger. Feel free to contact me, say hello, send me some messages. You know, it's really a show about Madden. And we'll also talk a little bit about football. We have to talk a little bit about the NFL, since the NFL certainly influences Madden in a lot of ways, with trades and with the draft and all the things that goes on in the league. We have to talk a little bit about the NFL. But I want to start with the PS2 league, and I want to talk about Madden for the PS2 league. And, you know, we've been on PS2 for 28 seasons. And, you know, the PS2 system is what started the EAFL. And actually this week, although next week's show will be our official anniversary show, May 18th will be our anniversary show for 3 years that we've been doing Madden. But our official anniversary is May 15th, as best as I can determine. So since that's later on in the week, we'll celebrate that next week. But for 3 years, we've been on PS2, and we've actually done 28 seasons on the PS2 system. And for those of you who are new to the EAFL and don't really understand about who we are and what we represent, You know, it really started with a group of guys on the EA Sports Madden forums talking about Madden and playing Madden and, you know, talking about a competitive game which turned into who's better than who and who can beat who and I bet I can beat you and you can't beat me. And, you know, next thing you know, we started playing each other. And there was a guy on the boards, and the original veterans will remember this guy, Vincent, who ran tournaments. And Vincent thought that his tournaments were the best tournaments out there. And if you didn't play in Vincent's tournaments, then you were nobody. And Vincent's tournaments were okay, but, you know, we thought we could do it a little bit better. And we ended up running our own tournaments and ultimately sprung into our own league on Premium Pass. You guys remember Madden 05 and was it 04? No, 05. It was 05. Madden 05 and Premium Pass. And Premium Pass was EA Sports' last attempt at online leagues. Now, they're going to do that a little bit differently for 09, and we're going to talk about that tonight. But Premium Pass was back in Madden 05. And it, with Premium Pass, you actually could set up a league and get your games in a room, and it would keep track of all the stats. But there were a lot of flaws with Premium Pass. The leagues, I won't go into the flaws. It was, you know, four Madden versions ago. But nevertheless, we started with 16, 20 guys, and I'm really proud to say that 3 years later, the EAFL has a membership of well over 500 members. And in league play, with five leagues, you know, we've been as much as 130, 40 members in our leagues and a waiting list. And we're pretty excited about what we've created. The last few seasons, the PS2 League has struggled. And the PS2 League, we just have really fought hard to try to maintain it and keep it going. At some point, you have to say it's over. And I'm officially announcing to anybody who's listening that the EAFL PS2 League will no longer be in existence, that season 28 is the last season for EAFL PS2. And it's sad. It's a sad day for that league, which was the founding league of the EAFL. Yeah, there's no happiness in my heart to say this, but there is, I'm happy with what we were able to contribute to the community. To be able to do 28 seasons over four versions of Madden, and to have had literally hundreds of owners come through and taste the EAFL experience, you know, we are honored to have presented that to the Madden community. To the Madden community. It can't go on. Participation has dropped off. I posted a thread to the sports gamers community to see if anybody was interested in joining the PS2 League. I got no responses at all. I posted a thread in our former forum seeing who was interested. I think maybe 10 people said they were interested in continuing. So, you know, the handwriting's on the wall. Wingman did a great job in running the PS2 League for the last few years. But, you know, when you have to take guys out of one conference and put them in another conference for playoffs because you don't have enough people that are eligible, it just you really have to say, okay, we've done enough. It's over. Next Gen is here. Next Gen is taking over. PS3, 360, NCAA, which is going to be even huger than it's been next year. I just think that our future is bright. We, you know, who would have thought when Next Gen went to when the 360 game went to Next Gen and the Madden 08 game was so strong that we would be able to maintain a PS2 league up to May. I mean, you know, pretty much looking at Madden 09, and we were able to maintain PS2 all this time. I'm just thrilled. I want to thank everybody who played in the PS2 League. Appreciate your support. I sincerely hope that all of you go out and get your PS3s or get your did I say PS3s? Yeah, guys, I'm a little confused. I want to thank everybody who played in the PS2 League. I hope you go out and get your PS3s or 360s and continue to stay in the EAFL. Come to our forums. Come to the sportsgamers.com forums. It's a huge community. Come join us and see what's going on. But the PS2 system is dead. And I want to be clear with anyone who's listening. It's over. We will not bring back EAFL PS2 under any circumstances. Once we said all along that once we proclaimed it dead, that's it, and we're not going backwards. We're only moving forwards. We have a caller on the line. I'm going to let him join us. I believe it's the Prime Time King. Is this Vince?
How you doing, T? What's up? Yes, it is.
Good, man. Good. Thanks for calling in, Vince.
No problem.
Just heard the announcement that we are discontinuing the EAFL PS2 League, and you being a founding member and having played in that league for a number of seasons, you know, any thoughts on the history of EAFL on PS2?
It was a good run. You know, that's where it all started, so, you know, some people might have some, something against that. But, I mean, like you said, it's dead, you know, people not being able to finish games and, you know, can't get enough owners, you got to call it quits. Why do something, you know, is not being ran right, you know? So just call it quits.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of where I'm at. If the league is going to do something, we're going to do it right. And, I just feel at this point that the PS2 league, it's just no longer strong enough to really represent what we want to do effectively. So, it's just time to say goodbye and to move on. And, you know, it's sad. It's a sad day because that's our legacy. You know, that's the league that started everything for us. And, to actually have to officially say goodbye to it and to let it go, it's not easy. But that said, I think it's the right decision. And I think we can now focus exclusively on the next-gen system. And just making the league stronger, making the EAFL stronger. So, all right. So, moving along, I wanted to also talk a bit, you know, take a minute and talk about our merger, the merger of our forums to Sports Gamers. But before I do that, I have a caller from the 301 area code. So let's see who this is. 301 caller, welcome
hey,
to
how
the
you
show.
Doing?
Good, good. Who am I speaking to?
This is Fish.
Fish Food.
Yeah, what's up, man?
you know what's really funny? What's really funny is you know guys from the forums, and you know them from their forum name and what they post on the boards, and then it's just interesting when you hear a voice. After never have spoken to someone, and then next thing you know, you hear a voice, and so it's just really interesting to hear a voice saying.
Sir.
But welcome to the show. Did you have any comments or anything?
Yeah, I just wanted to say the PS2 league was great. Thanks for running it so well, Wingman, Coach, everybody that helped, and everybody out there that's listening, get a 360. I've had it 2 days, and it's fun. It's the real deal, man.
Are you planning to join the 360 League at some point? Is that in
plan? Yep, I just filled out the join form. I didn't realize I had to refill it out, but Coach let me know, and I just did that. So yeah,
well, that's good.
Get in there.
Yeah, and the reason we have everybody fill it out is you just never know who's on the waiting list, and so if we have everybody come through one process, it's easier to manage versus, you know, we have a handful of commissioners and it's just easier to have everybody come through one process. So, but that's good. That's good that you filled it out and, hope to have you in the league. Hope you have you in the league soon. Now, how did you do, last season? My memory's a little, I'm getting a little old, but if I recall, you had the Dolphins, right? And if I recall, a certain host of the EAFL Madden radio show boldly predicted that you would not make the playoffs. Not only did you make this host eat his words, but I believe you made it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I lost in overtime. I actually played like an idiot in the overtime. It was about 4th and 8, and, you know, I went for a fake punt. I thought I'd be able to use it, and, well, it was pretty stupid. I was just trying to get the game over with. Moss, you had the Packers. He was driving pretty well late in the game, so I just tried to make something happen, man.
Well, you know, I gotta. Hey, you know, I'm a man of my word, and I really didn't think that anybody, you know, I really didn't think you would do that well with the Dolphins, but you made me eat my words. I put a little salt on them, some pepper, and I sprinkled some garlic on them, and they were really good. You made me eat my words. You made it. Not only did you make it to the playoffs, but you actually made it to the Super Bowl. So, I think I should get whatever prize you get for being second. I should get a piece of that because I motivated you to prove me wrong.
Yeah, so what's motivation there?
Yeah, I should get a piece of that. Whatever that purse you get for being second, you know, we'll talk about that offline, but I should get a little piece of that for motivating you.
Yeah, but definitely. Thank you for running the league so well. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to 360, guys, to get up there.
All right. Now, hey, have you signed up for the forums? Are you on Sports Gamers?
Yeah, though? Yeah, I'm
good,
on that.
Good, good, okay.
It took me a
all
minute
good.
To get used to it, but it's looking good to me, so.
Okay, good, good, good. We want to make sure everybody gets relocates and finds our new forums and joins the new community, so that's great. All right, man. Well, I appreciate you calling in.
Yep, thank you. And everybody get your 360, man. Get your 360s.
All right.
All right.
All right, take care.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. Yep. All right. That was Fish Food, who was in the PS2 league and made it to the Super Bowl, and you know, I gotta admit, I mean, dude definitely, you know, I said on the show several weeks ago when we were making predictions for Madden for this season 28, and I said that he would not make the playoffs with the Dolphins, or as Bama nicknames him, the Bum Fins. And I tell you what, he clearly proved me wrong for, you know, making it as far as the Super Bowl. Now, I'm getting a message asking me to give props to Moss to you as if I wouldn't already have done that. These guys act like I'm a rookie here, and I don't know who to give props to. But Moss to you finishes out the PS2 world by winning back-to-back Super Bowls. And, you know, that's a great accomplishment to have done that. And, you know, I want to congratulate him for doing that. And, you know, a great job. Marcy, if you want to call in and talk about it, that'd be great. But that's just a great job. It really is. To have been that successful, to have you know, been able to win back-to-back Super Bowls, and this is you know, the PS2 league as our legacy is certainly a very it's a fairly competitive league. A lot of the guys left and they went over to the 360, or they went over to the PS3 system. So, you know, is it as strong as it was back in the day? I don't know. But, you know, the fact remains that to win back-to-back Super Bowls in the EAFL is really, really an accomplishment. So, you know, hats off to Moss U. I'm having some technical difficulties here with the site. So if anybody's trying to call in and I'm not getting to you, just hang in there. And, you know, we will certainly get to you. But in the meantime, I want to just kind of talk a little bit about the merger of our forums to Sports Gamers. I want to clarify some things and make sure that everybody knows, you know, exactly what we are doing with this merger to Sports Gamers, and exactly, you know, why we did it, and you know, what we're looking forward to by having done this. And you know, honestly, the merger, let's see. All right, I think I have worked through my technical difficulties, and I think we're in good shape. The merger to Sports Gamers is really a forum merger at this point. We were approached by the site, by a mod on that site who had been following what the EAFL had been doing and was impressed, and, you know, through a lot of conversations and talking, we decided to go ahead and relocate our forums to Sports Gamers. But I really want to make sure that everybody in the EAFL and everybody in Sports Gamers understands that at this point it's a forum relocation only. You know, there's been conversations about us being a Sports Gamers League now and all of this. I don't know what that means in real English, but the EAFL is still owned by me. It's still managed by the commissioners that I have brought in to commish, Tiki, Coach K. We have Bama kind of as a consultant, if you will, train as a consultant slash commissioner. You know, that's kind of the admin team. Wingman, even though PS2 is dead, I want to keep Wingman around as a consultant. We're talking with Hit Factory about his draft site, and so, you know, I consider him a kind of a part of the admin team. And that's really the admin team for the league, and our move to Sports Gamers doesn't change that. We are still our own league. We are not controlled by Sports Gamers in any way, shape, or form. We are separate as far as the league end of it goes. Now, our forums are on their site, and we are a part of their community for posting and being a part of the Madden community through Sports Gamers. And I take that very, very seriously, and I kind of want everybody to take that seriously. I encourage everybody in the EAFL to leave our own little private forums and to go out there and network with some people, meet other people in the Sports Gamers community. I encourage people in the Sports Gamer world to come over and meet some of the EAFL guys and possibly even join the league. I see this as a partnership on that level, where we kind of merge to get to know each other. Sports Gamer is certainly exposed in the Madden community and connected to EA Sports in different levels. And one of the things that was attractive to us is to look at those relationships and to see if the EAFL would have a role there. And so, you know, we want to bring Madden to Sports Gamers on a completely new level for them. And, you know, we're hoping that the relationship with Sports Gamer opens up some doors with EA Sports on a level that we haven't had. So we see it as mutually beneficial. We're excited about it. Some of the guys, you know, takes a while. We've moved forums twice. This is our second move of forums. Our third move. We went from League Now to League Daddy, now to Sports Gamers. And we also used to be on the EA Sports Madden forums, and we were there for quite a while. So, you know, we pretty much had a huge, huge significance on those forums, but we decided that it was in our best interest to do our own forums. And so we did that for a while. Worked out really, really well, quite honestly, even though I want to remind everybody in the EAFL, most people didn't want to move to those forums. Most people didn't like that move, and it turned out to be a great move. And I think the move to Sports Gamer will be the same. I think many people don't like it now, but it's just change. It's tough. But I think in 6 months they'll look back on it and say, oh, my God, you know, look at where we are and what we were able to do through our affiliation. And as we move forward, certainly the possibility of us being Sports Gamer / EAFL is not out of the question. As things move forward, certainly these things are not out of the question. But as of right now, it's really just a forum move, and we'll see where that at. Now, with that said, Vince, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I had to mute you for a minute because I was getting some background from you, but sounds like that's all gone. So, and I want you to be honest. But what do you think? What's your initial? You know, have you made the move over to Sports Gamer?
Oh, no, I made the move.
So you haven't made it yet?
No, I have.
And what's your initial thoughts on the move to Sports Gamer?
It's slow, you know. It's just like, you know, we moved the first time. You know, it was kind of slow. And I mean, I post a lot, but I don't post a lot. So it might not seem like, you know, I'm active yet. But I mean, once it gets going, you know, because, you know, people going to want to talk about the league and this and that and, you know, what's going on. So eventually I just feel as though, you know, everybody going to come around and, you know, it's going to be the same as we were still on the other forums. So, I mean, right now, I'm not going to lie, you know, I don't like them because, you know, nobody's being active on them. But, you know, I give it a couple more weeks, maybe a month. We'd be good.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's like anything else. Initially, people are a little resistant to change, but at some point, you know, everybody's going to come over. Everybody's going to start posting. And, you know, the forums themselves are much better than the forums we had on Envision as far as functionality goes. And I think if people really plug into that, they're gonna enjoy that. You know, and I think at the end of the day, it's going to be fine. I think that it'll be active, and there'll be a lot of assimilation. Now, interestingly enough, I did have on the NFL chat section, I decided to go out and be the guinea pig for the league and to talk with some of the sports gamers faithful and to see where things went. And I got to be honest, in the beginning it was a little ugly. Me and a couple of the guys, including the guy who kind of oversees all of the forums, Fred, got into it a bit. But, you know, as the thread went forward, things kind of smoothed out. But I thought it was pretty interesting that Fred, who oversees sports gamers, referred to me as this dude as if he didn't know who I was. And I felt a little put off by that. I'm thinking, you know, guy, I just moved, you know, my league and 500 members over to your site, and all I get is a this dude. So I got to be honest, that didn't set too well with me.
Sure.
But other than that, it was okay. I mean, you know, talking about the Cowboys and getting into a little bit of a beef with guys, it was cool. It was nothing. It was just like any other forum that I would go on and verbally battle with people. It was cool. And I'm hoping more of our guys do that. I hope more of our guys venture out of the security of the EAFL section and go out into sports gamers and really engage some of the people out there. I really hope that they do that. I mean, that's kind of the purpose. If you go to the EAFL section, you'll notice that there's only one non-league forum, and that's EAFL Community. And the reason for that is that every other forum we had was already represented on Sports Gamer, and I didn't think it fair to have duplication. You know, if we're going to have a NFL section, and then they're going to have an NFL section, kind of defeats the point. So I'm really hoping that people, assimilate, if you will, into the sports gamers community and enjoy some of the benefits that site will deliver. That's kind of my hope. So. All right, let's see. Let's go to the chat room for a second, and we have 9 people, which is pretty good because, you know what, guys? I did absolutely no advertising for this other than putting it in my SIG. I didn't send out an email. I didn't post. I really did no advertising. So to have 9 members listening is pretty good. Let's see if there's any comments of any interest. I want to say hello, first of all, to everybody in the chat room. Thank you for tuning in to EAFLMadden.com radio. Appreciate the support. And if anybody out there wants to call in and join myself, and hey, Viz, do you have, like, I'm hearing myself. Do you have the internet up in the background?
Nah, the internet is disconnected right now. You know what? Let me check 1 second.
Okay. Look into that because I'm hearing me through you, and, you know, doesn't sound too good. But anybody who wants to call in, 347-838-9525, 347-838-9525, and I'm gonna take a second now, and we're gonna talk a little bit about Madden and Madden 09 actually, and I'd be interested in getting people's feedback and people's thoughts on what has been released so far. Now, unfortunately, I don't have it. In front of me, I have an article, but I want to talk a little bit about what I've heard. And first of all, I've had some questions raised to me about what will the EAFL do for Madden 09 and for the leagues. And I got to say, I've listened to the Sports Gamer podcast. I think it's very well done. I would encourage everybody to take a listen to the Sports Gamer podcast. Sports Gamer is actually owned and is a property of CNET.com. And so with Sports Gamers, you have CNET, you have GameSpot, and you have you know, all those sites are CNET properties. And I listened to the podcast, and I think it's very well done. I think it's very informative, and I would encourage everybody out there to go ahead and download the From the Bleachers podcast. I've listened to the episode from April 23rd and April 30th. I have not listened to the May 7th episode yet, but really, really well done show. So I would encourage you guys to go ahead and check it out. But that said, you know, I listened to that, and I listened. They had some really good interviews on there from the Madden producers talking about Madden 09 and talking about NCAA 09. And I got to tell you, I'm really excited about Madden 09 and some of the things that I've heard. I've had questions about what will the EAFL do for Madden 09, and will we continue to work with League Daddy, or will we go into the Madden online leagues? And, you know, League Daddy has been such a great partner. If anybody out there is looking to start a league, or and I'm not looking for more competition, but I got to tell you, League Daddy has been such a great partner. Glenn Carr owns League Daddy, and let me tell you, Glenn is as responsive of a guy as you're going to find out there. You need something, he gets right back to you, he helps you out. He understands what it means to be in customer service and to work with people. And I'd be hard pressed to leave League Daddy. I got to be honest with you. But that said, if EA Sports does online leagues properly, and so far from what I've heard, the online leagues look very, very good, then we will certainly give it a try. We would probably take our best league and try it. And the reason for that is if our best league doesn't do well in online leagues, then that means EA Sports screwed up. that means they did something wrong. I don't know if EA Sports connected with people like Glenn or some of the other people out there that run hosting sites. I hope they did. From what I've heard, the online leagues, it sounds exactly like what we're looking for, with the flex scheduling, up to 32 owners being able to actually participate in the league. Theoretically, if you got everybody online in one day, everybody would be able to finish their season. I mean, you can go through a season in a day. The concern that I would have would be disconnects, would be lag, you know, glitching and things of that nature. You know, are we in a position to be able to police those with people going into some level of a room and playing games? EA Sports has not gone into any kind of spectator mode. So I'm a little concerned about that. But for the purpose of running a league, having stats, flex scheduling so that all the games can be played in a short period of time, it sounds very much like this is going to work very well. I am a bit concerned, because it will be free, that we're going to have, you know, the emergence of 100,000 leagues, and it's going to dilute the field for us that have valid, consistent, steady leagues. So I'm a little concerned about that, but all in all, I'm fairly excited, and I will announce to the world and who's ever listening that I could see us going into the online leagues and trying it out first with just the 360 league, but then bringing in EAFL Europe, EFL PS3, EAFL NCAA. Well, I guess NCAA is a different animal, but certainly the Madden League's bringing that in. So we have another caller, and he's certainly not a stranger to Madden, to the Madden community, and clearly to the EAFL. Coach K, welcome to the show.
What's going on, T? How you doing?
Hello.
Good. So and good. We have Vince on the line, too. And before I ask Coach K for his thoughts on EAFL PS2, I do want to recognize that Fish Food has asked me to give Mossed you props for winning the Super Bowl. He forgot to do so when he was on the call. And so I just want to say, if Mossed you is out there, that Fish Food is certainly congratulating you and giving you props for winning a back-to-back Super Bowls. And, you know, guys, that's what the AFL is all about. I mean, we compete and we battle, but at the end of the day, you know, we shake hands and we tip our hat to the better man, and then we move on and get ready for the next game. So, you know, good looking out there, Mossed you. And Rush has asked me, Rush is a mod on Sports Gamers, and he asked me if we talk at all about EAFL Europe. And we talk a little bit about Europe for anybody who's out there listening. And I think people have to understand the focus in Europe is it's our developmental league. And Europe is a very transient league, which pretty much means that Coach K goes through owners there fairly regularly, trying to find that one or two owners that are really going to stick and really going to be valuable contributing members to the main league. That league is there to funnel people, filter people out, and get them ready for the big leagues. So with that said, we don't spend a lot of time on that show talking about the standings and the results in Europe, and it's only because this time next week there'll be 7 or 8 new owners, and that's just the nature of that league. That's just kind of what that league represents. That league is there to do that job. So we don't focus a lot on the owners in that league because their job is to show Coach K, to show Tiki, the commissioner of the 360 League, and to show myself, that they are worthy of being promoted to the big leagues. That's what they're there for. They're not there to be competitive and to win a Super Bowl in that league. Certainly, if they do, great job. But the focus is on how can I show the commissioners and the administrative team that I will be a valuable, consistent owner in the 360 League. That's what they're there for. So therefore, to spend a lot of time talking about the competition in our developmental league would really be defeatist, in my opinion. So we don't really do much of that. But clearly, if anybody wants to call in and talk about EAFL Europe, and they have some things to say, I mean, the commissioner of that league is on the line, so I'm sure he'd be willing to certainly engage some people into some things going on in Europe today. And we might talk a little bit. There's an issue in Europe that I did want to address publicly, so we might hit on that briefly. But, Coach K, appreciate you calling in. I wanted to get your thoughts as a founding member of the league and as someone who has a really good pulse on the history of the EAFL, what are your thoughts on us finally shutting down EAFL PS2?
Oh, man. I mean, it's almost like, I don't know, what's a good analogy? Almost like, it's almost like losing like a good friend. Like, I mean, I don't know what else to say. I mean, for like 2 years, we were going strong. Like on PS2, like season in, season out, you know, building up the rivalries, going from premium pass to league now, then to league daddy, and then to having our EFL, the EFLMadden.com site, and through all those years, we've had our core of founding members just developing rivalries, friendships. And, having new people come in and also, developing their own place in the league and so on and so forth. And, I mean, is this, if you think of, like, all the memories that happened involving, like, the PS2 side of EFL, I mean, it's, like, it's countless. Like, there could be, like, 2 shows, more than that, dedicated to, things that have happened in PS2 history and all the rivalries we've had with other leagues and, challenging people on message boards and so on and so forth. So it's definitely a big thing. But you know what? I definitely see us on Next Gen getting back to that same level. It's looking real good.
I appreciate your insight. And I'll tell you, I think that you really hit it on the head. I mean, if EA Sports understood what we did in the PS2 community, I think they'd be banging down our doors. I mean, You know, the number of people that we introduced Madden to and that we made Madden relevant for, there were so many people that had fell just out of love with Madden because of all the online, you know, the lobby crap that they would get, the glitching, and you know, now we do allow cheese, so I can't even say the cheese play. But to just go into a league and know that there's a certain set of rules, to know that the league is run professionally, you know, no commissioner in this league is in high school. Now, I'm not knocking anybody in high school. We have Vince on the phone. Vince is finishing out his high school years, and Vince has grown up with the AFL, and we love Vince. But that said, Vince is the exception. You know, he's the exception. Most of the guys that we've seen try to run leagues that are still in high school don't do a great job. And so you got grown men between the ages of 25 and 40 years old running a video game league, setting professionalism, setting standards, having expectations. You know, I think that it will be the best untold story ever in Madden. If I knew then where we would have gone today, I would have done a much better job of documenting our history. Who knew? Right, Coach Vince? Who knew?
Yeah.
3 years later that we would be, you know, I mean, we at one point we had five strong leagues running. You know, who knew that, pardon me, that 20 guys would turn into 132 guys, that would turn into over 500 on a message board, that would turn into a crew going to tournaments, and I mean, who knew? I didn't know. You know, I really didn't know. And so if I had known that then, I certainly would have done a better job of documenting and tracking things, and I didn't. So, you know, moving forward, we will move forward, but, you know, we will miss the PS2 League, and I think Coach K said it better than me. It's like losing an old friend, you know, and you know, we will have fond memories. Now, my last thing on PS2, and then I promise, unless anybody else calls in and wants to go down memory lane, but my last thing on PS2, you guys got two founding members of the EAFL here. Your yep. best memory of something that you did or something you were a part of or something you witnessed, your best memory of the EAFL on the PS2 system. Vince, you first.
That's easy. AFC Championship, Season 7, 108-yard kick return with Shane Mathis to take me to the Super Bowl, which I did win. So that was like my best, you know, overall season, you know, just best moment. You know, I finally got the monkey off my back and won it all. Well, I was ecstatic. I called Lofi after that kick return, screaming and yelling, and it had to have been like 2 in the morning because it was extra late and you know, you got to catch boom when you can catch boom. And we finally played, and, you know, he was the person to win it. You know, everybody predicted him to beat me. And I came to the game confident. We went back and forth. And actually, I had a big lead. And, you know, boom, with the glitchy offense, came on with the Raiders and started passing and had me down by, I think it was 4 with, like, 40 seconds left exactly. And I'm thinking, you know, get to the 20-yard line, get a, you know, maybe a post or a corner route just to get to, you know, get closer. And Machine Mathis broke 2 tackles and trucked 2 guys and was gone. And I just screamed. 2 in the morning just screaming. And that's what it's all about, honestly. But, yeah, that's my biggest memory.
Well, I'll tell you, I knew that one was coming. It was kind of a setup because I knew that one was coming. And I'll tell you, you know, if you didn't say that, I would have had to send you to a doctor or something, because to think about, you know, 108-yard kickoff return. And before that game and before your ultimate Super Bowl win, I believe you were one of the guys that had donned the affectionate nickname of Marino.
Yeah, it was coming. Most had already told me. He was like, yeah, if you don't win it this season, Vince, yeah, you're definitely Marino. Well, at that time, it was Peyton, because Peyton hadn't won had one.
Oh, yeah, that's
Bowl.
Right. It was Peyton. Yeah, it was Peyton yeah. back then. That's right. It was Peyton. Yeah. Everybody was there. That's right. That's right. I was going to say, no, and you came through to win it. It was season 7, you said, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Coach K, do you have a fond memory, your fondest memory?
Well, I don't have a ring yet, but my fondest memory is basically what I consider, and this is like within like what I consider the golden age of PS2, and this was just like late 07, like this time of year, last year in 07, like the latter part of the 07 Madden edition, when we had a two tournament series, a league versus league tournament, and I just think it was great how the EFL circled the wagons and everyone brought their best guys, and you know, even though the league was you knew that the tournament was it was ran a little bit questionably, and like the deck was a little bit stacked against us. But, you know, one of our guys, 21G, you know, he came through both times and he repped the league against some crazy odds, man. I always use the analogy of, like in a gladiator, you know, like the farther he got into the tournament, you know, like the more stops that were being pulled out to stop him and stuff like that, you know, Tigers coming out of the ground, fighting five guys at once and so on and so forth. But hey, we proved how tough we were, and that even translated itself to, you know, what we're doing now in the tournament scene. So I always like to see that.
All right. My memory is a little bit different. I have a lot of memories. I don't have a ring either, but I have made the playoffs a few times, no ring, and, you know, I've got some interesting competitive memories. But my memory was actually, you know, I guess it kind of connects with the 3-year anniversary that's coming up. But, you know, our first Super Bowl sometime in June of 05, I was actually going to Miami to party, and on my way to Miami, I actually had my phone, which at the time was a Trio 600P from Sprint, and the reason that I say that is because I had internet on the phone, and I'm in the airport heading to get my rental car, and my buddy and I are heading down to the rental car location, and he's like, asking me, why are you on the phone? What are you looking at? You know, and I'm like, I was on AOL on my phone, and I was getting updates for Memphis and Train in the very first Super Bowl, and I was so excited that, you know, and you guys remember the struggles we had in season 1 with Premium Pass, the rounds wouldn't advance, and all. I mean, we just had mega problems, and we had finally made it to the Super Bowl, and I was so excited that I had to log in, even though I'm in Miami, about to get my party on, even though I'm about to go get into my rental car, which I'm going to brag for a minute because I can, but it was a Porsche convertible, so I'm on my way to get into my rental Porsche and go get my party on and head down to South Beach. And I still had to look at my phone and get updates for the Super Bowl because I was that excited about just season. And this was just season 1. This was season 1. I was so excited that we had gotten to the point where we had actually had a Super Bowl played. It was as exciting to me as about to go down to the strip on South Beach and hook up with some chicks. So, you know. That's kind of my memory of EAFL PS2, but gone but not forgotten. So anyway, okay, now that we've spent probably close to an hour on the PS2, let's move on. Now let's talk about Madden 09 for a minute. And again, I really have to go off of memory here. If there's anybody out there that wants to call in and clarify some things, feel free. But going off of memory, you know, Madden 09, quite frankly, as every Madden has thus far, really looks like the best Madden ever. You know, there's a few gameplay videos out there now. They don't have the commentary with Collinsworth and the other guy in there yet, but you can see the gameplay. You know, separate from online leagues, the other thing that's exciting about Madden is weather. They're finally bringing weather back to Madden. Weather used to be in Madden. For those of you who are old-school Madden players, there used to be a Madden that had weather. I don't know what happened to it, but I used to play Madden in the snow, and it went away. They're bringing weather back to Madden. The question, and if there's anybody out there that knows this answer, I'd appreciate you calling in and sharing it with us. I thought that I heard that Madden would have weather for online games. And if that's not true, then I'm willing to be corrected. But I thought that weather would extend to online as well. So if anybody knows this, I don't want your opinion. I don't care for your opinion. If you know for a fact, if you read it somewhere on a website or somewhere that Madden, it will or will not have on weather for online play, I'd be very interested in you calling in and letting us know where you saw that, because that's still an outstanding question. But that said, there's some gameplay video out there. If you go to our website, which is EAFLMadden.com, I posted a link to some gameplay footage that I got from the EA Sports website. And the website, there's a trailer first, which I think is just phenomenal. And if you let the trailer play all the way out, at the very end of the trailer, there are several options to select a new video. And one of the videos is a 5-minute, I believe it's 4 or 5 minutes, and it's the Giants and the Patriots, an actual real game with the Giants and the Patriots. Now, have you guys seen the video? Either one of you guys seen the video?
Yeah, I've seen it.
You saw it, Coach Vince? Have you seen it yet?
I haven't seen it. I'm going to take it out later.
Okay. Coach, what was your thought? Coach K, what were your thoughts on the gameplay video?
Oh, man. I mean, it looked spectacular. I mean, just looking, because at the same time, like, when I saw that video, like, that was, like, right after I played the league game, and, like, looking at the graphics that they have for, like, the field and the player models and, like, the shading, like, it's like five times better than, you know, what it is for this year. Like, you know, people thought that this year's graphics were nice, but the way it looks now, like, especially like with how they have the accents with the, you know, with the, when you look at the clouds and the lighting on the field and so on and so forth, it's crazy.
You know what I noticed is the sideline. The players on the sideline look much more realistic than what we see now. The sideline players now just look horrible.
Cardboard cutouts.
Now, yeah, they do. They all move together like it's
like it's a music
Macarena
video.
Like it's a Macarena or something. They all dancing at the same time.
Like,
but Thriller. I thought the graphics. You know, a couple of years ago, you guys might remember. The EA Sports released a next-gen video that had Donovan McNabb on there, and we were all excited thinking that the 07 game was actually going to have that video, and we were pretty disappointed when it didn't have that level of clarity and detail. But I'll tell you, this 09 game looks as close to that as any game I've seen. The detail, the clarity of the imagery is just unbelievable. The gameplay looked good. It looked crisp. The weather, you know, I watch for little subtle things like, okay, they're at the 30-yard line, and Brett Favre walks up to the line of scrimmage, and he's putting footprints in the snow. And, you know, after they run a play, are those footprints still there, or are they gone? And actually, you know, those footprints – were still there, and the snow was recovering the footprints. I mean, it was to that level of detail that was, you know, was very impressive to me. So the gameplay footage is there. Go to EAFLMadden.com, and on the bottom of the homepage is a YouTube video. Watch the trailer. Then when the trailer goes off, there'll be options on the bottom of the YouTube screen for other videos, and one of them will be Madden 09, Giants and the Patriots. I encourage everybody to go out there and check it out. I mean, you know, if you're excited about the new Madden, you got to check out the, you know, to the video. The other thing that has been talked about along with online leagues is probably the hottest feature for Madden. I read somewhere that they were going to have 85 new features with Madden. So God bless them if they're able to put 85 new features. The glitching that we have, I'm careful to say glitching because, you know, sometimes glitching is perspective, it's an opinion, but some of the flaws that we know, the offensive line blocking is going to be addressed, so that's a good thing. So the ability to just go ahead and spread your line or to do the three-man line glitch, they're addressing that. The halfback pass and a double wide receiver play is being addressed. The excessive spectacular catching that's been going on where you can take a receiver who has great jumping ability and therefore has a 90 or plus spectacular catch but is a 65 receiver overall, so pretty much, you know, a rookie or a fourth or fifth position receiver. Well, the ability to use players like that, they are saying they are addressing. They are saying that you can no longer take a fourth string wide receiver, you know, an Isaiah Standback for the Cowboys and make him into the new T.O. That's what they're saying. I have my doubts because I hear this every year and someone's always able to make it work. So I have my doubts. I remember playing a game with the Primetime King where he had the Jaguars and he actually made me eat Matt Jones. He made Matt Jones pretty much single-handedly destroy me. So, and Matt Jones didn't have a high rating, but he's tall. So who knows what's going to happen? Who knows what's going to happen? But so that's some of the things. The other thing that EA Sports is doing for anybody out there listening, and now is the time for me to kind of remind everybody what our number is in case you want to call in. It's 347-838-9525. Happy Mother's Day. It's Sunday. It's Mother's Day. We pick Sunday night because the number we have is a long-distance call, so make sure you use your cell phone. If not, use your girlfriend's cell phone. But don't use your landline or you're going to be paying long-distance charges. So 347-838-9525. You can also instant message me at EAFL Commissioner on AOL. And now that we're actually talking to the sports gamers community, I might very well go back to publicizing the email address. But for now, it's it's EAFLradio@EAFLmadden.com. So if you want to email me, it's EAFLradio@EAFLmadden.com. Feel free to go ahead and email me. But back to Madden 09, the other thing that they are doing is, I'm not sure how much you guys have read on it, but they are bringing in I guess EA Sports is saying, okay, we sell 10 million copies a year. It's not enough. There's a community of people out there that don't understand football, that don't understand, you know, what a nickel defense is or, you know, what a blitz is or, you know, what a streak route is. There's guys out there that may want to play it but don't understand football. So they are bringing in an engine that will help you understand football and even talk to you and tell you what mistakes you've made. So we're assuming that this is more of a practice mode feature or its own standalone feature. But let's suppose that I'm labbing or that I'm in a practice mode session and I, was trying to, I ran a play that had four options. And I went to Owens. I'm a big Cowboy fan, so work with me. I went to Owens, but I should have went to Creighton. This mode will actually say to you at the end of the play, if you allow it to, will say you should have went to Creighton. You know, that's the long and short of it. It will correct you. If you made a bad read, it'll tell you what the read should have been. If you made a bad call, it'll tell you what the call should have been. And in a way, it's an educational component for people that are less knowledgeable about football. And I guess it could also be a lab component, too, if you're trying to figure out, you know, what your issues are with Madden. It's still early, so I don't have all the details yet, but it sounds interesting. I was talking with one guy in the league who said they didn't need it. They don't need a Prima Sports guy in the game talking to you and telling you what you screwed up in. Coach, do you have any initial thoughts on that? And I may not have explained it adequately, but do you have any initial thoughts on that feature?
The thing that the common denominator that it boils down to when it comes to, you know, even having a tutorial mode in Madden is basically if a person wants to put in the time to do it. You know, like, I mean, for years and years, you know, we've heard the concept of labbing, getting practice time, and so on and so forth. And I think, like, over the years, Madden has tried to, you know, put in things into the game, you know, to make that more, you know, convenient for, you know, people that want to get better at the game. I mean, I do appreciate that they have something for people that want to be introduced to football, period. I mean, that definitely helps, because when you're trying to show someone how to play Madden, but they don't even know the rules of football, I mean, that's something totally different. But for people that know about football and, you know, they're not that good at Madden and they don't want to put the time into it, I don't think that this is going to change them still not putting the time in to kind of get better at Madden. So.
Okay. Well, interesting. I got a message in the chat room that talked about Grand Theft Auto 4, and I guess, you know, being a video game entity that we should mention, April 30th, Grand Theft Auto 4 came out, and, you know, as we have gone through with many of the more popular games, we've gone through this with Gears of War, we've gone through this with Halo, and now we're going through it with Grand Theft Auto. It really certainly, for the 360, it takes people's attention away from, it takes people attention away from the video game or from the Madden, if you will. But, you know, I think when we first went through this with Gears of War, it really created a lot of waves. We really weren't happy with it. But I think now, having gone through it with Halo and now with GTA 4, I think we embrace it. You know, we just embrace it as another segment of the community. And frankly, let's hope that we can embrace it as a member of not only the EAFL community, but the sports gamer community. Let's hope that, you know, we can merge together and then just embrace. You know, I was listening to Fred's podcast from the Bleachers, and they have four guys that do their podcast. And Fred said that he had 40, he's got, you know, if 40 guys are on his friends list playing a game, 35 of them were playing Grand Theft Auto 4. So it's obviously a huge, huge game that's got a lot of interest. And so, you know, Coach K will be the first one to say, get your league games in, and I agree. But you know what? I also feel like if we can get a dozen guys on from the league that want to play Grand Theft Auto together, or, you know, Gears of War or Halo or whatever, hey, go for it, you know, go for it. If we can get guys from sports gamers that want to battle and say, hey, you know, we're gonna, you know, sports gamer originals versus the EAFL, hey, it's all in fun. I mean, let's do it. Let's make it happen. You know, we're trying to build a community here where people feel comfortable and safe with each other, and I'm all for it. I'm all for it, quite honestly. Vince, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Now, do you have Grand Theft Auto 4?
Heck yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Man, I love it. You know, I knew the story was going to be great because, you know, as we all know, the previous Grand Theft Auto story modes, you know, have been unbelievable. But I never thought that I'd be able to play Grand Theft Auto online, and, you know, that's just a whole, you know, new type of thing for me. So playing with Bam and Casper and all them, you know, and Cops and Crooks is just hilarious and fun at the same time. So it's, you know, it's all fun.
Now, Vince, do you think that having a league that has guys that go and play those games helps the league or hurts the league?
I think it's neither. I don't think it either hurt it. I don't think it, you know, can help it. I don't think you need a league for a Grand Theft Auto or a Gears of War. I think you just, you know, like you do, we do what Mike do, you know, just take, you know, take the time out to, you know, set something up and set up a time with guys, you know, go and play and just play. You don't necessarily need a league.
But here's my question. There's a league in place, and that's where he's going. You know, Mike sets up guys playing Grand Theft Auto or playing Halo, but mm-hmm. he goes to the guys in the league. So do you think that the fact that we have such a popular game and the fact that we have a lot of members from the league that play each other that would not have even known each other had it not been for the league? I mean, let's face it, I wouldn't have known you or Coach K or Mike or Bama had it not been for the league. So now not only do I know you guys, not only do we play Madden together, but now we're playing Halo, we're playing Gears of War, we're playing Grand Theft Auto together. Do you think that that helps the EAFL?
In the whole? Oh, of course. Of course. I think totally, you know, because, you know, Madden can be Madden. We always going to play Madden together because, you know, with the EAFL, that's, you know, Madden comes first. But, if, you know, we can all sit down and, you know, shoot each other and laugh about it. It makes it even better, you know, especially you get, you know, the new guys like for example, LT and what's the other guy's name? LT and S-Jack, you know, get them to play with us. You know, it just helps the bond a little bit more. Because sometimes, you know, you don't use your headset when you play Madden because you want to concentrate. You use your headset on these, you know, these shooters and stuff. It helps, you know, the bond, you know, with all the other owners in the league. So, yeah, I mean, all in all, I think, you know, these games like Grand Theft Auto and Gears and Halo, it helps. You know, it helps a lot because, you know, sometimes Madden can get stagnant.
Okay. Coach K.
Yes, sir.
Now you own Grand Theft Auto and have played with the guys, but you have been known to be not so quite so enthusiastic about league guys, you know, being into other games and possibly not getting their games in while they're playing, you know, whatever. So what are your thoughts?
My thoughts on it are like this. I've gone on to, you know, Grand Theft Auto, Gears, you know, with the guys while I'm playing my league games, but I make sure that I get my league games in first. Like, that's my main priority. Like, once I get my league game in for that day, then I'm like, okay, cool. I can go on and play, you know, whatever game and be fine about it, so on and so forth. So I think as long as people prioritize their league games, I don't see any problem with it because I view, you know, all those games. It's kind of like the EFL's version of golf. Like, you know, that's something for, you know, we just go kick back, you know, shoot each other. You know, I die more than I kill, but you know that's okay. But anyway, like Vince said, you know, it's great because it builds like camaraderie, and you also get on the headsets and you start to put like a voice to the name, and you know, it's great. You know, I like it. As long as league games are prioritized, it's all good.
Okay, all right.
Now we need for you to come out this team. We can shoot you up.
You know, I have the game. I'm just trying to get used to the controls, man. That's been my only problem. Is I got the game, and I've probably played it for 20 minutes since I got it, and I played it, and I was driving around and. And then I said, okay, you know, the driving's going to take a little getting used to. Let me walk around and see what's up. And I was walking and ran into some hot chick standing around with a little mini skirt on. And I was trying to figure out how to proposition her. I figured, you know, this is a mature only game. So how do I proposition this chick? And she started walking away. So then I said, well, you know, let me start pressing buttons. And I pressed the button and I punched her. And she got mad. She's like, ouch. And so she started running. So I chased her down and I said, well, let me keep punching her then. Since I can't proposition her, then I'll keep punching her. So I was punching her and kicking her. And finally, here come the cops. So I started running from the cops and I ran into some apartment building, but they got me. They gunned me down and killed me. So that's been my experience with Grand Theft Auto 4. I'm actually looking forward to playing with you guys. I just, as you can tell by the number of league games I have under my belt, I have really been really extremely busy with my real job, and I just haven't really had a lot of time on my hands. But hopefully this week I can get some of my games caught up and also play some Grand Theft Auto with you guys and that kind of stuff. I also wanted to talk a little bit about NCAA 09. I don't know if Coach K has more information on it than I do, but, you know, it's still early, so there's a lot of time to talk about it. But the one thing that I heard about NCAA 09 that I thought was pretty interesting is they are going to add a feature that's called Online Dynasty. Now, for anybody out there who you know, doesn't understand, you know, with NCAA, it's Dynasty, with Madden, it's Franchise, but this is actually the ability to take a team year after year, build, rebuild, and compete with that team against the computer year after year. And, Anis, before I became a Madden Online guy and joined the EAFL, I would actually that's all I did on Madden is play Franchise. I would actually play the full 30 seasons, and I kept track of stats, career stats that my guys had, and I made it into, like, my own little NFL head coach, which we will be talking about in the upcoming weeks. I think this game is going to be phenomenal. But that said, the franchise or the dynasty mode was a lot of fun. Well, what Madden is doing for NCAA 09 is they are going to introduce a new feature called Online Dynasty, where you can get up to 12 of your closest friends and closest, you know, combatants, and can actually get on and do up to 60 seasons online through the dynasty mode. I think it sounds hot to me. Coach K, let me go to you first as the commissioner of the NCAA league. What were your thoughts when you heard that, or when you read about that, or whatever? You know, what were your thoughts on the on that feature?
Well, I mean, my thoughts on the feature is, I mean, to be honest with you, like, I never was a person that was really, really into Franchise, and I mean, the fact that you're limited to only 12. To 12 owners, live owners playing, that's like a little bit of an issue to me. I'm just talking about, like, league-wise, and the fact that, you know, you're not playing all live opponents, like, you're playing the computer sometimes and so on and so forth. So it's great, you know, obviously it's great if you have, like, 12, you know, 12 good friends and, you know, you guys are doing the franchise and so on and so forth. That's definitely a good thing, and maybe we can learn how to incorporate that into league play. I'm not sure exactly how that would be done, but, you know, I guess, like, once you get the game, you know, we'll figure out exactly how it works and so on and so forth. But I mean, hey, if they can get something that big and do it online, like, in terms of franchise and keeping track, like Heisman Watch and keeping track of stats and so on and so forth, I mean, that definitely sounds like a great thing that we need to try to take advantage of.
Yeah, and I think it's something we can certainly look into. I just think that the ability to – I think it just offers another dimension to gaming, the ability to go 60 seasons online and really try to build a powerhouse program for college football. You know, is phenomenal. I just don't want people to confuse that with the online leagues for Madden. It's not the same. The online leagues for Madden, you can actually have 32 live owners and run a full-fledged league. And, you know, we're still waiting on more information, but it is two different features. But I think it'll be pretty interesting. Coach, not to put you on the spot because we didn't plan this in advance, but were there any other initial features from NCAA that you heard that, you know, you liked or disliked? Were there any other features you were aware of?
That I was for NCAA 09? I mean, basically.
And it's okay. I mean, I don't want. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. So.
Oh yeah. That's no problem. I mean, they definitely tweaked the home field advantage. Because a complaint about the home field advantage was that it was a little bit too strong in the past versions of the game. Like if you're playing a road game, and you know you're calling audibles and so on and so forth. Like sometimes, like you know, or one of your wide receivers, like a freshman wide receiver, is not gonna you know do that hot route that you want him to do and so on and so forth. I mean, I know that's realistic because of crowd noise and so on and so forth, but it was just really. Like, you would end up getting, like, a lot of false starts and so on and so forth. So it was, like, really, really – it really needed to be toned down. So I think they kind of got the right idea this year.
You know, and it's funny because I heard from Madden that they're actually going to increase – and, again, I'm going off memory, guys. So if anybody out there has any more relevant information, call in. But I heard that from Madden they were actually going to increase – the home field advantage, and so they would make it more difficult for, you know, like if you're the away team and you're running hurry up, the crowd noise will definitely impact your ability to get your plays called.
Like in a dome.
Yeah. I also heard from Madden, and again, this is just coming from my memory, that there's actually going to be an accuracy factor when I'm trying to remember, I think it was composure. That's what it was, composure. So if the crowd's going wild or if you're getting blitzed and a guy's coming at you, guys like Brady or even Romo or Manning that do well under pressure will still do well. But some of the guys, you know, and I guess the first guy that comes to mind for me is Michael Vick, even though he's no longer in the league, but he wasn't very good passing under pressure. That's why he used his feet all the time. But, you know, if you have a guy that's not good under pressure, that there will be an extra, like, a composure rating for those guys that will impact their ability to make plays under pressure or in opposing people's stadium. So I think those are some pretty interesting features. I also wanted to – I got messaged another PS2 memory, and, you know, hey, you know, we can jump around topics here because it's our show. If you want to call in, 347-838-9525, catch me on AIM at EAFL Commissioner, or email me, EAFLRadio@EAFLMadden.com. But another memory, and, you know, I guess this is not one that we can – let go and not celebrate, but you know, in 28 seasons, we've only had one guy take a team and go 19-0 in 28 seasons of Madden. You know, which clearly, if you look at the NFL and all the seasons that the NFL has had, it's never happened. You know, however, 40-something seasons since the Super Bowl started and then previously with the AFL, it has never happened. But, you know, we've had one person do a 19-0 season, and that would be, you know, not a stranger to the radio show, not a stranger to the league, and not a stranger to the Madden community. The DC Bama ranked actually worldwide in the top 50 worldwide for for 360. But this guy, and, you know, he'll have to remind me what season it was. I'm sure he'll be more than happy to do that. But one of the early days of the EAFL, and I believe he did it with the Saints back when Aaron Brooks was the quarterback for the Saints.
Old
school. And Bama went 19-0. And I will also say, you know, he didn't message me this, but I will also say he won 27 consecutive games. You know, during that streak, it was arguably the most dominating performance we've ever seen in the EAFL. 19-0 in a season with a Saints team that was not very good. This was pre-Reggie Bush, guys. This was not Reggie Bush and Drew Brees. This was, you know, Aaron Brooks and Aaron Stucker.
It was just a fast team. Just a fast wide receivers. That's it.
Yeah. Definitely had a fast team. Fast offense. So, you know, gotta honor Bama for, and now it'll never be matched again in PS2. So he can take that with him, you know, off into life. But that said, let's get back to talking a little bit about, you know, the NCAA 09 and Madden 09. Guys, did I miss anything that comes to mind that we should mention for either game, NCAA or Madden 09?
Madden 09 is going to include the EA highlights feature. Where you can upload highlights of any play in any game onto the AFL.com, the EA servers, and you can post them online or do whatever you want to do with them, put them in game recaps, so on and so forth. I know NCAA had that this year, and it was a great feature. It recorded every play of any game that you played, and you were able to pick about five from each game and upload them to EA Sports.
Excellent. And, you know, that reminds people that we're trying to talk to Blitzcast about the HD Blitz boxes, and I'm going to try to have those conversations tomorrow. So there is a thread on the forums, and if you're interested in an HD Blitz box, and interested means you have the money now and are ready to spend. Interested doesn't mean I'm curious what's going on. I don't have time for that, quite frankly. I don't have time for tire kickers. I want guys that are ready to write a check, pull out that MasterCard, Visa, American Express, whatever, and make the purchase. And if you're ready to do that, make sure you post on there. But, Coach, yeah, that sounds like a great feature that, you know, unfortunately I didn't play in NCAA, so I don't know how that worked out. But I can imagine it sounds great, so I look forward to that in Madden 09. Any other major features that we're missing before we move on?
None that I can think of.
Yeah, I think that covers the major features. So, go ahead.
Yeah, one comment I did want to make was that seeing that we're able to see a lot of these early builds of the game with NCAA and Madden at the same time, it looks like EA is continuing to use similar engines for Madden and NCAA, which I think is going to be great because it lets people, you know, go back and forth from Madden to NCAA. I mean, I thought last year it was definitely something that was very underappreciated, but I think more people will catch on this year.
Sounds good. All right. Let's take a quick look at the 360 League, and let's see where people are at. It's about 2 weeks. Halfway through the season, and let's just get a sense for see if we can get a sense for potential playoff picture early on. We're still halfway through the season; a lot of football left to be played. But that said, let's see if we can get a sense. I'm going to start in the AFC East, and we have the new LT set 2703. Don't really know what to call him. I feel like I feel like that might be his inmate number from San Quentin, LT2703. But whatever that represents, he's with the Jets at 7-2. Philly Style is with the Buffalo Bills at 8-4. Either one at this point could come through and win that division. Moving down to the AFC North, Drewski sitting pretty good at 9-5. Certainly not a lock yet because Strife is at 6-4. So if Strife were to win out his last six games, he would win that division. So that looks like a two-man race between Strife and the Bengals, Drewski and the Steelers. Going to the AFC South, got to be honest to say I'm a bit surprised to see Rydog at 12-0. Looking at his division games. He's only got one division game left. What do you want to say there, Vince?
Because me and him were talking earlier. I'll talk about that later, but he was like, he had to beat me and Too Cool, and it was like, now if he beats me, he might have that 16-0.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. I mean, and to do that with the Texans, you know, that's fairly impressive. He's at 12-0, and he's already won his division. Division's won at 12-0. As long as he gets all 16 in, it's his division, and that's really it for the AFC South. So, you know, that's pretty impressive. AFC West, we have Too Cool at 8-3. Mr. Bill is still in the picture at 5-5 with the Broncos. Coach K, just because he's on the phone, I'll mention him at 5-7 with the Chargers. Mathematically, not eliminated, but, you know, four games to go. He's got to win all four, and then he really needs some help, you know, from some other guys in the league. Moving over to the NFC East, my good friend Chargers for Life is at 7-2 with my Cowboys. Still looking forward to playing him. Keegan Brick is at 5-2 with the Redskins. And both guys still have a number of division games left to play, so we'll see where that leads them. But still kind of early, but Chargers for Life at 7-2. Keegan Brick with the Skins at 5-2. And the NFC North, where I sit along with Fastball, the boys, and Russ Bus. Russ Bus really flew out fast. Russ Bus, I called him a stalker the other night because the guy is relentless at getting his games in, and you know I'm okay with that. But geez, you know, I it's interesting in this league because you know here I am, a grown man with a full time job and a family, and he's a high school kid, and our lives are just not in sync, and just trying to connect to get a game in, it's just pretty interesting. But nevertheless, as far as the ranking goes, he's at 10-3 with the Vikings. I played him twice. We split our games 1-1. He's not bad. You know, he's not a bad player. He won one game on me, but I was able to adjust and come back and win again. So he's not a bad player. I don't know that the NFC is pretty stacked. I don't know that he can get out of the NFC with the Vikings, but I mean, anything's possible. The boys is in our conference. He's only at 1-0. I would probably feel comfortable saying that he's in jeopardy of losing his team unless he's already connected with Tiki Sun and explained his situation. But at 1-0 after 2 weeks, you know, his time in the league could be up unless he's talked with Tiki Sun and worked something out. In the NFC South, my man, the Primetime King, and I remember that everybody that I called it, I did tell everybody that he had something for you. And I said that after looking to make sure that he wasn't on my schedule, which he's not. So Primetime King is at 9-2, leading the division. He's got five games to go, and he's got a three-game lead over the commissioner of the 360 League. Tiki Sun with a very solid 11-5 with the Saints. So Primetime King right now with five games to play, you know, has a little bit of a cushion. So we'll see how that plays out. J-Bev, a perennial competitor, is at 7-5 with the Falcons, I should say. You know, to go 7-5 with the Falcons is nothing to be ashamed of. But J-Bev recently posted that, you know, he's pretty much done, not very good, and, you know, kind of moped a little bit. And I think he felt bad because I called him out on the last show, and I pretty much said that I had big expectations for J-Bev, and I haven't seen those expectations come through. I thought he'd be the next dominant player in the league, and he's turned out not to be that player. And unfortunately for J-Bev, I was right. At 7-5, he's not a dominant player in this league. But, you know, the future could turn around. Finishing out the South is Lance at 5-4. So, you know, you really have a situation where, you know, it's pretty much wide open. Anybody in that division, as we sit here now, could theoretically win the division. And anybody in that division could see themselves not in the playoffs. So it's pretty competitive, NFC South. And to finish out my analysis, NFC West, upstate New York, 7-6 with the Falcons, holds a one game in the Lost Column League over S. Jack, who has the Seahawks. You know, kind of pick them. You know, one loss difference, 1.5 games total. He's got 3 games to go. You know, if he wins all 3 games, you know, he's going to be looking pretty good. Now, I think one of those games is against me, so it'll be in my best interest to get in the way of that. Vince, you are leading your division at 9-2. Talk to us a little bit about, you know, how you feel with those Packers and what your expectations are.
You mean the Buccaneers?
I'm sorry. I have the Packers with the Buccaneers.
Man, it's going good, you know. I came in the season confident, you know. Everybody was like, the Buccaneers, what the? And I knew with my scheme that, you know, that everything would work perfectly, clicking on all cylinders. It's new, you know. It's not my usual toss left, toss right. It's, you know, it's new. It's like, it, you know, got a little rocket catching. It's about 7% running, but, you know, I catch people off of the pass. I got some huge wins against Jay Bev and Tiki. And then I had to beat my newfound friend, SJ, which is also a big win. I don't care if he's, you know, 2-7. He's still a competitor every day. So besides that, you know, it's going well, you know. I'm having fun this season. Because, you know, this 9 times out of 10 is going to be my last season, too, until 9, you know, drops. So I want to make it the best. I'm looking for that second ring.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to decide whether we're going to go one more or not. I mean, by the time we get done, you know, we got 2 more weeks to go and then the playoffs. And so 3 more weeks of the season will bring us into June. And when June hits, then we're starting to look at taking our break. And so we're in talks, myself, Coach K, Tiki, in talks on whether we squeeze one more season in or not. I really don't know what we're going to do. I'm with you, though, Vince. I think after this season, I'm certainly going to, you know, turn in my cleats for 08. You know, but if the interest is still there and if Coach K and Tiki fill up to it and if guys want to go one more season, we might. But, you know, that announcement will come within the next couple of weeks. Coach K, you know, since you're on the show, to give you fair airtime, what do you think about your season?
Well, you know, like you said, I got to win out and get a little bit of help. A lot of close losses. I think I have like 3 one-point losses or a couple of 3-point losses and kind of bit me in the butt. All I could do is, for the stretch run, I just got to play hard. I mean, I'm working LT overtime to try to get these wins, no doubt.
Okay. All right. And to be fair, because I don't want people to think that I'm a chicken, I'll talk about my season. I mean, I am unfortunately behind in games, and I've already posted an apology. You know, I do have a job outside of the EAFL that pays my bills, and so that is where my first loyalties must go. And they've been very demanding of me the last couple of weeks. So, with that said, I will finish my games, no doubt. I'm actually 2-1, and I'll tell you, my win over Russ Bus was certainly encouraging. My last season with the Cowboys, I had 5 games that could have went either way, including one game against the primetime king that I feel like I should have won. And I had 5 games like that last season, so I finished 6-10 instead of 11-5. And so I'm really trying hard this year to make sure that if I'm in a position to win a game, that I can win the game. And, you know, at 2-1, it's still early, but the win against Russ Bus keeps me optimistic. Russ Bus is a solid player. He's 10-3 with the Vikings. And so to be able to win against him and actually come back from down 13-0 and to really, you know, have outscored him, you know, 27-6 in the second half. I felt pretty good about that, and if I can just continue that going, then I might be able to live up to my preseason commitment of winning the division. So we'll see. All right, let's take a look at. Let's see. I'm gonna jump over to 360 just for a hot second and just get a and just get a sense of what's going on in the 360 League. And really, the people that I want to focus on are people that recently joined the league. Let's see. X-Champ is a sports gamer person, and he's at 10-3 with the Packers, so good for him. Certainly making some noise. And let's see. I don't see Rush. Oh, there he is. Rush is Patriots. With the Patriots at 3-0. Okay. All right. So, I mean, there's still a lot of football to be played. X-Champ, X-Champ has certainly played more games than anybody else, and he's 10-3, so, you know, he's repped well. And but there's still a lot of games to be played. So, Coach, did you have any quick comments on the 360 Europe League at this point? Seems like there's a lot of games left to play.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of games left to play. And, you know, just, I mean, and obviously, you know, X-Champ got out to a really, really great start. I mean, just based on, like we said before, transient nature of the league, I mean, you don't know who can come in probably mid-season, late season, or that's even there right now that maybe hasn't played a lot of their games, and they can go on their own run. So it's still a lot of time left in the season to see how things will pan out.
Okay. All right. All right. So let's change gears just for a second, and let's talk a little bit about the NFL. It's let's see. Let me just check AIM. No, nothing on AIM. Let's check the chat room and see if there's anybody in there. Well, I got about 10 people in there, but they're pretty quiet. Hey, guys, speak up in the chat room, you know. We'd love to hear your comments, so pretty quiet in there. And let me just bear with me here. Let's just check one other thing and see. And, okay, so it's pretty quiet tonight. So if anybody wants to call in, remember the number is 347-838-9525. Yeah, 347-838-9525. Let's talk a little bit NFL right now. And, of course, I have to start with my Cowboys. But honestly, any NFL talk right now should start with the Cowboys, not because they're my team, but because it was announced this week that Hard Knocks – will actually feature the Dallas Cowboys. Now, for those of you who don't know, Hard Knocks is an HBO presentation, and they follow a team through training camp. It's an awesome show. Before the preseason, it actually includes the preseason games. It runs for, I believe, 4 to 6 weeks, and they record roughly 220 hours of footage and tone that and cut that down to about an hour for the show. And, you know, the Cowboys were featured back in 2002 when Dave Campbell was in his last year before Bill Parcells got hired. And, you know, honestly, I love it. I mean, I think that with, you know, first and foremost, T.O., then you have Tony Romo. Then you bring Pac-Man Jones into the mix, the first-round draft picks. You have Roy Williams changing his number from 31 to 38, you know, and you know, trying to improve himself. Dave Campo, former head coach, former Super Bowl assistant coach, coming back to Dallas and being a defensive secondary coach and working with Roy Williams, the guy that he drafted. I just think there's so many stories that people don't know about because they may not be fans, that I think that it'll be, if you love football, I think it'll be a very intriguing show. And, you know, I look forward to it. I honestly can't wait. Let's see, going to the instant message. I've heard speculation, Chris Henry signing with the Cowboys. Where do you think Sean Alexander will go? Please discuss on the show. First of all, Chris Henry will not be signing with the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I am not an official Cowboy insider. I don't work for the NFL. I don't work for the Dallas Cowboys. But I know my franchise. I've been a fan for them for over 30 years. And no, I'm not disclosing my age, but I've been a fan for them for over 30 years. Chris Henry, as of now, is not going to be signed by anybody because Chris Henry needs to get clearance from Roger Goodell that he will be allowed to play in 2009. Chris Henry, for those of you who don't know, was released by the Bengals after being arrested yet again for another off-the-field incident. He did get clearance from his presiding over his case that he could talk to other NFL teams. But Roger Goodell has been pretty clear about his conduct policy. And Chris Henry was suspended for 8 games last season for violating the conduct policy. He came back and played okay, not up to his standards, but played okay. And now he's had another incident and has been cut, released by the Bengals. There's no way that Dallas will sign Chris Henry right now. And quite frankly, even if Goodell said that he wouldn't suspend him, I don't think Dallas would be interested. Chris Henry, I believe Chris Henry and Pac-Man played together in college or went to the same college and may have been on the same team for a year or two. I think that's deadly. That's dangerous. So for those of you out there who think that Chris Henry will end up in Dallas, it ain't going to happen. Okay, so you can mark it. I predicted that Chris Henry or that Pac-Man Jones will be signed by Dallas. I predicted it in January. I will now tell you that Chris Henry will not be a Dallas Cowboy, period. Sean Alexander, God, where will he go? Guys, do you have any thoughts? I'll let you guys talk for a minute because I talk too much. Sean Alexander was released. He passed his physical, but he was released by the Seattle Seahawks. Any thoughts on where he might end up?
Ever since he got the big contract, he's been running soft. I don't know. I wouldn't want the Bears to pick him up because then that'd just be adding on to our soft running backs. So I think he's done. I think he just had the help of that that manly offensive line on the left side, giving him all the yards, I think. And once he got the contract, he just stopped running. So, yeah, he's a bust.
So who do you think he's going to go to?
As of now, I don't think I'm not sure. I don't know of a team who will, you know, take the chance on him because I wouldn't want to take the chance on him, you know.
Okay. Coach K, any thoughts?
I'm thinking that whatever team takes him on would have to be a team that is kind of like, you know, West Coast offense or oriented. I mean, I'm thinking of, you know, all the coaches that are kind of like West Coast offense disciples. And, I mean, the only situation that I can remotely think of is probably the Eagles. Maybe split time with Westbrook. Maybe give Westbrook a little bit more flexibility to, you know, get involved in the passing game. You know, give him some rest and having Alexander be accustomed to West Coast type of offense, that might work out for him.
Yeah, I got a message that maybe he'd end up with the Bucks. The Bucks have Cadillac, and they have another pretty good. I think they brought back Warrick Dunn, if I remember correctly, after I don't know if Atlanta released him or didn't sign him. I like Warrick Dunn. I've always liked Warrick Dunn. I wanted Dallas to go after Warrick Dunn when Atlanta let him go, but he's back. He's back in Tampa, and then they have Cadillac as well.
And another rookie back. They have. I forgot the name of. They had another young running back in Tampa also, but I'm not sure what his name is.
Yeah. They do. You're absolutely right. I don't think he's going to end up in Tampa, but who knows? My guess would be, and this is just purely instinct. I've seen nothing. I don't even know if they're interested, but, you know, why not the Rams? The Rams, Steven Jackson goes down, you know, their backup running back, you know, he had, I think his name is Brian Leonard, and I only know this because of fantasy football. He was, you know, I picked him up. But the Rams are really thin at running back. So why not the Rams? I disagree, Vince. I think the general consensus is that when he got the big contract, he stopped playing. I honestly think the guy was hurt. I truly think he was injured. And I think that if a team – I think he can still play the game, but I think that his salary expectations might be unrealistic. But I think he can still play. I think he just needs to come down with, his expectations for how much money he's going to make. So, all right. So, talked about that. Talked about the Cowboys going to Hard Knocks. We've talked about Chris Henry. I think he will be suspended for the complete 2009 season. Since the last show, the Cowboys did sign Pac-Man Jones. At the last show, it was rumored, but since then he was signed to a 4-year contract, and the Cowboys gave up a fifth-round draft pick, or fourth or fifth round, I don't remember. And if Pac-Man doesn't get reinstated in time to make the team at the beginning of the season, then the Cowboys actually get that draft pick back for next year. I think it was a great move, a great deal, and I think Dallas is setting themselves up for a very good year. I think Pac-Man, if Pac-Man comes back and is even a shadow of himself, look out. I think he will make significant contributions as a nickelback and in a return game for the Cowboys. So look out. This necessarily doesn't have to be an all Dallas Cowboy comment, but I do follow them very closely. So if anybody wants to mention other teams, feel free. Tony Romo actually tried to make the U.S. Open and missed the cut. So, how cool would it be? Some of us aren't even adequate at one sport, but how cool would it be to actually be, like Deion was a, Deion Sanders, and there's a few NFL players that actually played baseball, was able to play baseball and be pro football players. Or I think about Roy Jones Jr., who world-class boxer but also played semi-pro basketball, or I think of Master P, who tried to, make it and play pro basketball and also is a world-class rapper. How cool would it be to actually be that talented at two major things, that would be pretty cool. All right, so I got another IM about Dante Culpepper. Dante Culpepper is an interesting story. You guys may have remembered in the off season, Dante called Randy Moss and said, hey, maybe we can go somewhere as a duo and re-strike up our our NFL glory that we had with the Vikings. And that worked out so well that the next day Moss re-signed with the Patriots. So that shows you how interested he was in working with Dante Culpepper. Dante's going to end up somewhere as a backup. Unfortunately for him, he turned into a Drew Bledsoe. Drew Bledsoe got hurt. Tom Brady came in, and Drew Bledsoe was never the same. Even his brief time as a starter for Dallas, he started 6 games for the Cowboys and then was replaced by Tony Romo. What's that?
It's kind of like a baseball analogy, like a Wally Pipp.
yeah, exactly. And I think Culpepper, he got hurt. He was injured, he was sick, and even it took him a year to come back, and I think his best days are behind him. Where will Culpepper end up? He was with the Raiders, but now they don't need him. They got Jamarcus Russell. He could end up, a team like Tampa could pick him up. Heck, they got 6 quarterbacks, so that tells you they're not happy with they have 6 quarterbacks plus the rights to Jake Plummer. So, he could end up with a Tampa. I don't think, a team like the Cowboys or any of the top teams, I don't think would be interested. He could end up with a team like the Redskins. The Redskins could be interested in, I know they have Todd Collins, but, Todd Collins plays a different kind of game than Jason Campbell. So it could be, another somewhat mobile quarterback with a strong arm to back up Jason Campbell. You know, that there's a possibility Redskins, Eagles, possibly. Heck, the Bears, right, Vince? I mean, you know, for some reason, the Bears seem to think that Rex Grossman is their answer.
And that really makes me mad. That's why I haven't, you know, really said anything on the NFL topic, because if I'm going to say anything about the Bears, and as of late, I'm just wondering, you've seen Rex the past year or so, I mean, from his little demise from after week four all the way up to the Super Bowl then this past season, and you've seen what Kyle Orton is all about. He's not the answer. What do you draft some guy that nobody's ever heard of. What are you going to, I mean, not even drafting, get him in the free agent pool. Fans in Chicago, we want the Super Bowl. Like Murray said, he was like, the NFC is so wide open. Like with the Giants, you can't tell me that you expected the Giants to be in the Super Bowl. So the NFC is so wide open, you know, for a number of teams. So why would you, you know, not, you know, look for a quarterback? Like, you know, Dante Culpepper, I was really hoping we got him. I was hoping that we got Michael Turner. We let that go by. So we got this rookie out of Tulane, and Cedric Benson's ran soft. He's always ran soft. I think he's just a.
I don't think the NFC is as wide open as you do, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I look at what's been going on. I mean, you know, the Packers, you know, number two seed, lost their franchise, Brett Favre. So where does that leave the Packers? You know. Seahawks, I mean, their running game is completely uncertain at this point. And we pretty much know in the NFL, you got to have two solid running backs. They got our old running back, Julius Jones. I mean, hey, more power to them,
go ahead, T. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, and T.J. Duckett. I don't know. I don't know that the NFC is as wide open as – I think the team that scares me in the NFC, quite frankly, are them Vikings. The Vikings scare me right now. The Vikings are really getting ready for a serious run next year.
I've heard that too, and I'm not convinced until they get a quarterback. Like Tavares Jackson is just as bad as Rex Grossman.
They got Bowie from USC.
What are you gonna do with rookie? I'm talking about Super Bowl contenders from the NFC. That's what I mean. It's open. I'm not talking about, you know.
Stranger things have happened.
Well, let me put it to you this way, Vince. Your very own Rex Grossman played in a Super Bowl.
He did.
Okay.
But, I mean, the man, he was hurt.
And you guys, and you didn't have an Adrian Peterson back there. The Vikings defense is turning into as good as any defense in the league. I mean, by next season.
Allen.
That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, you want to talk about a reincarnation of the Bears from 2 years ago, but better. I mean, granted, Tavares Jackson's still very unproven, but, you know, Bernard Berriam now, wide receiver, Adrian Peterson, you know, that team scares me right now. That team in the NFC scares me right now. But when you get past the Giants, the Cowboys, let's throw the Vikings in for conversation's sake, and maybe the Seahawks, for experience sakes, who else do you have in the NFC? Who else do you have that – who's there?
Well, I'm always saying my Bears are there, you know. That's just me. I think if you forget about Tampa Bay, who made the run, New Orleans, they don't get –
Tampa Bay needs a 38-year-old Jeff Garcia isn't going to do it. I'm sorry. 38, 39, whatever he's going to be. I ain't gonna do it. You know, he may have gotten him into the playoffs last year, where'd that end up? Where'd that end up for him? I don't see them coming in as a team that's gonna put fear. I got a message that the Redskins should put fear in you. No.
Redskins, was it the Panthers that got DJ Hackett?
Panthers, I believe, got Hackett.
NFC South is going to be interesting to look at this year because I think the Panthers are going to get out that slump, and I'm going to see what the Saints really do. I think Tampa is still a contender. I like their defense. I don't know. Joey's still running a 4-2-40.
Who are you talking about? What team?
I was talking about Joey Galloway right there, and I said the 4-2-40.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, Galloway is still quick. The Bucks aren't scaring me right now. I got guys saying don't sleep on the Saints. You know, I love what Sean Payton has done with the Saints, but you know the New Orleans tie is over. Reggie Bush cannot carry the load. If Deuce McAllister comes back healthy. Possibly they might do something, but the Saints, I'm not even right now. The Saints have a lot to prove.
That's just the thing. I mean, Reggie Bush, he did get exposed last year because he's not a 20-25 down back. He's more, you know, the Marshall Faulk. You give him 10 carries, and then you know move him out to receiver, you know, slot back. With the whole situation,
I think with Reggie Bush, you give him touches. You make sure Reggie Bush touches the ball, but Reggie Bush was not a feature running back.
He's not.
But I remember they used to say that about players like Tiki Barber and Brian Westbrook. So maybe he just has to kind of get his body accustomed to the NFL game, and then eventually he can become that every down back.
I don't know, Cake, because last year when they made the run, Deuce McAllister, you know, he was a man, you know, especially when he got that, finally got over the touchdown, something, he got a touchdown, he was killing. You don't, you know, it's like with Devin Hester. When you have the key in on what you know you're about to do, like, okay, when Devin Hester comes in on first down or he comes in on third down, you know he's going to get the ball. It's going to be a fake screen or it's going to be the screen or it's going to be the wide receiver reverse. You know what's coming. See, with Reggie Bush, you know, that's what exploited him. Him in the backfield without Deuce, you know, he's going to try to bounce it outside.
Reggie Bush should be playing for the Cowboys, and he would be the perfect complement to Marion Barber.
Exactly.
The perfect complement.
I think he's the perfect complement for any running back, just the, you know, style of play.
No, not any running back. I mean, Reggie Bush is a, you know, he's a sweeps, cutback, slashing running back. And if a team has that, you can't put them – that's not going to work. You need to have a – you know, Marion Barber is a bruiser. You know, Jamal Lewis is a bruiser. You know, you put a Reggie Bush with running backs. I mean, even Deuce McAllister.
Now,
you know,
imagine Bush on a team like that has a scheme like Denver Broncos with like that zone blocking cutback scheme. That would be crazy.
Well, I can get 1,000 yards in Denver scheme. So I mean, you know, that's not saying much. Hey, there's a message here from Pimmer. Pimmer wanted me to tell Bama that the Redskins. Should put fear into the Redskins fans. You know, I got to be honest, and this is not just me talking as a Cowboy fan. This is just me trying to talk more as a football fan. I don't think the Redskins have really addressed their weaknesses in the draft. I know a lot of guys gave them a good draft rating. I don't. I think that they're, you know, and like I said, just looking at it from a purely football standpoint, and we can pick it up next week, but I think of the NFC East teams, they may be the odd team out. It may not be the Eagles next year. It could be. I mean, you pretty much know that the Cowboys are going to be there. Anybody who doesn't think that doesn't follow football. You know the Giants are going to be right back in the thick of things. Go ahead.
And when I said, you know, everybody's in the mix in the NFC, I want you to honestly tell me, who do you think, do you feel as though the Cowboys would have been able to beat the Giants last year, you know, if they had another shot.
Yeah, absolutely.
But to death. I mean, this.
Well, I'm not. I mean, let me answer. Let me just address this question. You know, we lost 21-17 to the Giants. The Giants, you know, they had a scheme that worked the last four or five games of their season, I should say, unbelievable scheme that worked. Their defensive rush was unbelievable. But I want to remind you that the Giants won all those. They were undefeated on the road last year except to one team. and that's the Dallas Cowboys. So when I say that, yeah, we could have beat them, we actually were the only team to beat them on the road last year, the only team. So, you know, I'm not talking outside of my mouth. I'm for real. I think we should have and could have beat them, but we didn't. And I agree with you there, Coach. We didn't beat them, and I have no sour grapes. But I know going into this season, you know, the Giants don't fear me. They'll be there. I think that they'll be there. They'll be very competitive, but they don't scare me. You know, the team that scares me literally from the NFC is the Vikings. They're the only team right now in the NFC that scares me. I think they could be scary good next year, which is going to really suck for those of you in the league who knows I'm your daddy, or Diddy as we call him, to have to hear his mouth all next season with the Vikings. That's just another scary thought. Well, listen, we are almost out of time, so I want to thank Coach K. I want to thank Vince. The clock is running down, and I'm tired, so I don't plan to go over tonight. So I want to remind everybody, we'll be back next week. Tune in, and remember, the EAFL is where all feuds are settled on the field.
Blog Talk Radio.